You're listening to SBS News.
In Australia, enrolling to vote at federal elections is compulsory for people who are more than 18 years old and are Australian citizens. Enrolment forms are available online on the Australian Electoral Commission website from any post office or state electoral office. The AEC says all people need to do is fill in the form and ask another person already on the electoral roll to witness the application. Evan Ecken-Smith from the AEC says for those who may need help understanding the process, the Electoral Commission provides interpreters and information about voting in languages other than English.
So we run a quite comprehensive advertising campaign during the federal election, and we translate that advertising campaign into, I think it's 30 different languages, and we try and get into in-language media wherever we can. Obviously, we're looking at a total Australian electorate of all Australian citizens. Many of those people do not speak English as their first language, so we need to get information to them in their language.
The AEC is seeing the highest participation rate since Federation, with 96% of eligible voters currently on the electoral roll, compared with 90% in 2010. Mr. Ecken-Smith says it's important to enrol as soon as possible, adding that since the last election, many people may have either moved, turned 18 or become Australian citizens. He also says that people should not assume they're automatically on the roll just because they have recently turned 18 or become Australian citizens.
Youth is always a little bit more under-enrolled or unenrolled than the rest of the population, and there's some natural reasons for that. You know, people moving house, moving state to go to university, taking a gap year. We can't always pick those people up. We need data that is cross-referenced to be absolutely sure to directly enrol those people. So the responsibility does fall back on young people, and we remind them as much as we possibly can, but it's their responsibility.
Australian citizens working in Antarctica can enrol to vote but are not required to. The homeless can vote if they can provide an address where they were last eligible to enrol or where their next of kin is enrolled. People serving a full-time prison sentence or less than 3 years can enrol and vote in federal elections. And if the sentence is 3 years or longer, prisoners can remain on the roll but are not entitled to vote until they are released from prison. There are also options for people with special needs or with specific circumstances who may need assistance. Dr. Peter Chen teaches politics at the University of Sydney. He says for everyone else, enrolling to vote is a straightforward process.
They're legally required to enrol to vote, and if you don't maintain your enrolment and participate in elections at the federal level, there's a fine of $20. Getting enrolled to vote is relatively straightforward and simple in Australia, and Australia, unlike some other countries, has quite an enviable track record of the various electoral commissions being quite proactive in ensuring high levels of voter participation.
Dr. Chen says compared to other countries in the world, Australia has an unusual track record when it comes to voter participation.
The vast majority of countries around the world don't require people to enrol to vote or to come out to vote. And Australia really, from the early part of the 20th century, as part of a range of reforms in Australia around federation about increasing democratisation, and that's associated obviously with people who didn't own property voting, women voting and things like that, made compulsory voting as part of, in a sense, broadening out democracy.
The close of rolls date is 8 p.m. local Australian time on the 7th calendar day after the election date is announced. You must be enrolled at your current address so you can vote for the candidates in your electorate, also known as electoral division, in the federal election. People who are bedridden or unable to get to a post office and do not have computers can ring the Electoral Commission and have enrolment forms sent to them. The Commission's website is at www.aec.gov.au, or people can phone the information line on 13 23 26. Additionally, people can ask for the telephone interpreter service. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.